Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Michelle Stockatelny. Welcome to Connecting with Spirit. Today is our third episode, and I'm happy to say that after this week, which is only another 30 minutes, we are going to be switching to an hour-long format, which is going to be great because we'll be able to make many more spirit guide connections and loved one connections and do lots of other fun stuff. So before we take our first caller, I just wanted to bring up last week's show. We had a caller at the end of the show who was very much looking for answers from spirit about their path. And I completely can empathize with that because we all think that it would be very reasonable to expect that our spirit guides would be able to tell us that, yes, we will get the job, or no, the relationship will not work out, or yes, we need to move, and so much more, because they have insight and information about who we are and what we're doing here that we simply aren't privy to while we are actually living this this incarnation. So we have to remember, though, that they are spirit guides. They can guide us, they can support us, they can encourage us, but they cannot tell us what to do, and they cannot interfere with our paths. What I mean when I say they cannot interfere with our paths is that they cannot tell us things that would remove the opportunity for us to learn the lessons that while we are here. We have come here to learn, to grow, to experience. And in doing so, in order to achieve that growth, we must be challenged and face situations that we would never think that, you know, while we're here, we would ever sign up for. But the truth of the matter is, you're not going to grow unless you're challenged. And I'm sure most of you recognize that after your most difficult periods in your life so far, that's where the most growth occurred. Even though in the midst of all of that chaos or all that turmoil, it seemed like that growth was the furthest thing from your mind and the furthest thing from what was actually happening. But looking back, I bet you can see just how much you have grown and learned just from experiencing those challenges. So one of the things that I've learned from my own guides is that it helps to kind of look at them as how we would look at parents that are on this earth. They see us struggle, and they have to kind of watch that and watch us go through that, but they give us that love and that support and that guidance. But they also have to understand, we have to understand for our guides, they recognize the fact that that if they step in too much, if they try to, you know, prevent us from going through those challenges, they would be preventing us from growing and learning. So it's reasonable to say, oh, you know, I really want to know about my path. I really want to know about these things. But if you were given all of the answers, well, first of all, I think that would kind of ruin the surprise. But it also kind of ruins the effect of free will. We have choices to make while we're here. And it's important to recognize that you get to control a certain amount of aspects in your life. You get to control your reactions, your actions, and your thoughts and what you say. You get to choose how to react to, all of the situations that are happening around you. And I say situations happening around you as opposed to happening to you, okay? Because once you remove the two, it becomes, okay, you know, you're able to look at it objectively and to decide how you will react to each thing that is happening to you, around you in your life. Okay, so today we're going to be doing specifically spirit guide messages. So I'm going to be, whenever I connect with the caller today, one of their guides is going to come forward. And the reason we're focusing on guides this week is because I really want you to start getting to know your guides and start to understand that they have been with you since before you were born. Now, someone might say, well, I don't know who my guides are, so how can I know if, you know, this guide is actually with me? That's fair enough. What we've said, though, is that it's based on the information that these guides bring forward about you, things that only you would know, about how you really feel about certain situations or the things that you're going through at this time. The information that the guides bring forward about your path and about what you're going through and the guidance that they provide for you, that is how you know they are very much with you, because otherwise they wouldn't have all of that information about you. And I think it's very exciting to be connected with a spirit guide, because to know that without a shadow of a doubt that these wonderful, helpful, empathetic, knowledgeable, wise beings are with us, it really helps us to feel more, just so much more excited about this life, I think, because we know that we're not facing it alone. We're never facing it alone. We always have help. There's always someone there to help us. Okay? So I hope that gets you excited about spirit guides today. We're going to take our first caller and see where we can go from there. Hello, you're on the air with Michelle. What's your name?
Hi, Michelle. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Deep.
I'm sorry, your name is?
Deep.
Deep?
As in deep water. Yes, Deep.
Okay. Hi, Deep. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you.
Okay.
And you?
I'm good. Thank you. Are you calling today to ask a question or are you hoping to be connected with one of your spirit guides?
I would love to ask a question if that's all right. If not, then connecting to a spirit guide is fine as well.
Okay. Well, I'll just stop you before you start. If you're asking a question, when I say, are you going to ask a question, the questions I would be referring to are general questions about spirituality, mediumship, not about your past. If you're looking for information about your specific life or your specific path, then I don't want to know anything ahead of time because I want spirit to bring that information forward. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So are you more or less looking for a message then, or do you have a question about mediumship?
I have a question about relationship in the future, not about the past, if that's all right. If not, a message from the spirit.
Are you talking about
it.
A relationship in the future for yourself, though, or are you talking about just relationships in general? Because if you're asking for yourself, then that means that you just want a message, okay? And I don't predict the future. That it's very important for people to understand the difference between a fortune teller and a medium. I connect people with spirit. And so this means that spirit will bring you exactly what you need to hear in the moment. So if you're very focused on hearing about, you know, you really want to hear about your love life, but spirit is saying, well, hey, you know what? We really want to focus on what's going on inside you right now, though, the inner turmoil or the healing that needs to be done. So it can be frustrating if you're expecting to only hear about one thing that you really think you need to hear about. Meanwhile, spirit knows that they're going to take the opportunity to talk to you about something that is more beneficial to your path than hearing about what you want. Does that make sense?
It does. It makes perfect sense. Let's go with the message from the spirit then.
Okay, let's do that. So I'm going to connect with your energy deep, and I just want you to relax, inhaling deeply through your nose and exhaling slowly through your mouth, and just allow the spirit energies to flow, and we'll see what your guides have to say to you today, okay?
Sure, thank you.
Okay. Okay, Deep. So when I'm connecting with your energy, the first things I'm noticing are, it's actually a bit of tension near my third eye chakra, which tells me that you probably sometimes either have tension in the head there, and also that there's a bit of overthinking going on. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. And so what I also feel with you is tension in my lower abdomen. And when I feel that kind of tension, it tells me that it can be difficult for you to kind of let go of situations that have happened in the past. So sometimes they kind of come up in your mind and you dwell a little bit and, you know, you kind of have that not so great reaction physically or emotionally to them. And it can mean that, you know, we need to heal from those still, but they're still coming up for you. Does that make sense as well?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Okay. And so what I do feel is one of your spirit guides coming forward, and I'm going to describe them for you. And so again, as I've said in other shows, spirit guides will show themselves in an appearance that they either had during a previous life or one that they feel the sitter, which is you today, will resonate with. Okay. And so when I'm feeling your guide come forward, I do feel it's your guardian. And when I feel a guardian role, a guardian is someone as a spirit that helps keep you safe from things that you don't need to experience and helps you, supports you through the situations that you do need to experience. So they're very good at giving you those gut instincts, helping you with your intuition, helping you to know when a situation maybe isn't the best thing for you. And when I see your guardian deep, I do feel, I'm just looking at him more closely. Okay. And so what I'm feeling with him, it's a male vibration, by the way. And what I'm feeling with him, he's got this appearance kind of like Incan or Mayan, but I'm feeling more Incan than Mayan, actually. And so he's got this kind of straight hair that goes just about to his chin. And I'm seeing he's got these very deep, piercing brown eyes. And he's wearing very traditional clothes. So these are from way, way back in history. This is one of his probably favorite incarnations. And I will write his name out first because sometimes these names can be very difficult to get. I'm going to see if I can get his name for you. Oh, but he says, no, I don't have one of those tough names. I have a very simple name. His name is Luke, L-U-K-E. Okay, thank you, Luke. Okay, and so when I'm connecting with Luke, what I feel with him, okay, and he's saying for you, okay. And so what I'm hearing him say to you deep is that you're a very deep thinker, and I feel that you're someone who tries to see things from as many perspectives as possible to try to understand and empathize with others around you. But sometimes it takes away from the emotions, the feeling, and it feels like, especially regarding relationships, whether they're romantic or otherwise, it can be difficult for you to express your emotions. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so what I'm hearing with him is that it's important for you to begin to start allowing yourself to feel those emotions fully, because it feels like you recognize the emotions, but you almost label them and kind of put them on the shelf and like, I'll deal with that later. It feels like you don't like to experience those emotions physically or emotionally. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sometimes, yes.
Yeah, and so it can be difficult for you to connect with others on a meaningful level, because I feel like with you, you really want to connect with certain people on a very meaningful level, but that it can be difficult because you're kind of holding back a little bit. You're afraid to get hurt, and that's what I'm hearing with him, is that he's showing me this image of, you know, you're kind of tucking your emotional heart away because you have this mentality where it's kind of like, just in case, I'll hide it here just in case because I don't want to get hurt. Does that resonate with you?
Yes, it does.
Yes. And so what he's saying, he's encouraging you to start thinking, well, just in case, what if I don't get hurt? Just in case, what if I live for this moment and I will deal with things as they come up? Because I feel like you're kind of getting ahead of yourself. Even when if you meet someone for, you know, a very brief time, it feels like you kind of get ahead of yourself and you can see it ending, or you're kind of seeing things go sour before it even really gets started. And so you kind of talk yourself out of putting yourself out there. Does that make sense?
It does, unfortunately, yes.
Then that's okay. Well, he's only bringing this up because he wants to help you with it. So it feels like what he's saying to you is, instead of looking for something else right now, we got to look on the inside first and see what we can do to focus on trusting more. And it's not just trusting other people. You need to trust yourself, because the more that you trust yourself to give your heart and to give those emotions more freely and express them and enjoy them as opposed to holding back, the more you're going to be in the moment and be able to find that happiness that you're looking for, but you're looking for it in someone else. You're not seeking it from within. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And so what Luke is suggesting to you at this time, Deep, is that you take this opportunity, you know, between things, while there's a bit of a break, and say, you know, I'm going to take this time for me and see what I can do to heal and to express my emotions more and to start allowing myself to, you know, trust that not everything is going to end badly. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, Deep. Does that answer your question a bit, what you were hoping to hear about?
Yes, perfectly. It does. Yeah, it's more deeper than what I thought it would be in terms of a reading. Yeah. So thank you, Michelle.
You're very welcome, Deep. And thank you so much for calling. And best of wishes, or best luck to you, okay?
Thank you. And bless.
Oh. Okay. So as you can see, it's we always sometimes have these ideas of what we really want to hear about, okay? And as a medium, I get that all the time, and which is why when you book a reading with me, I always start off with the reading and saying, don't ask me any questions. Don't tell me anything ahead of time. I always leave room at the end of a reading for questions. And 9 times out of 10, if not more, by the time the question part comes, I ask, do you have any questions for Spirit? And the sitter says, no, they've been answered, thankfully and wonderfully, because Spirit knows what you need. And then there's the odd occasion where, no, I really want to know about this. And then, you know, Spirit will bring forward the guidance. But this is why I don't want to know anything ahead of time, because Spirit, I know, can provide this for you. And it's nothing that I do. It's simply that this connection flows through me, as it does for other mediums. And the other thing I did want to bring up too, as this happens more and more sometimes, where people want to know, well, what does the Spirit look like, or what is their name? What, you know, can you tell me about their address when they lived here? If Spirit communication were that easy, everyone would be doing it. Unfortunately, it's not that easy. Spirit guide communication, or even loved one communication, any Spirit communication, it comes through very subtly and in flashes, basically. And this works differently for every medium. Some mediums are mostly clairaudient, which means they hear spirits. Other mediums are mostly clairvoyant, which means they see. When I do a reading or message, I use all of the spiritual senses, which is, you know, seeing, sensing, feeling, hearing, knowing, tasting and smelling are not the ones that people usually use the most ever, but they're there. So sometimes you'll smell, oh, you know, with this particular spirit, I smell a very floral perfume, or I smell cigar smoke, you know, things that can give the sitter the fullest picture possible of who we're bringing forward. But it is important to know that it's not like talking on the phone to your friends. It's, they have to work and we have to work to kind of meet in the middle. You know, mediums have to raise their vibrations and spirits have to kind of lower their vibrations for a time. And we have to meet in that middle, which is why many people will say that mediums stand between the two worlds to make those spirit connections. So again, as much as I wish I could provide all of the information possible from loved ones or spirit guides, it is very fleeting and it happens very quickly. And we just do the best we can. So that's something to note. And if you have any interest in learning more about spirit guides, or any more interest in learning about mindful meditation or anything like that, I do have a YouTube channel in which I have uploaded numerous videos that might help benefit you to be more knowledgeable about what I do and what other mediums do. Okay, so we're going to take another caller now and see if we can connect them with one of their spirit guides. Hello there, you're on the air with Michelle. May I have your name, please?
Nathaniel.
Nathaniel. Hi, Nathaniel. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I like what you say about, you know, the questions and stuff. You know, that kind of proves that, you know, you're communicating with spirit. A lot of people want to give coaching or psychological advice and say they're psychics. Or some people do, you know.
Yes. Well, I like to believe that everyone does the best they can with what they have and what they know in the moment. I try to believe that everyone is working with the best of intentions possible.
Well,
would you like a spirit guide? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Sweet. Can I get a spirit message from you?
Absolutely, Nathaniel. Okay, so I'm going to connect with your energy. I just want you to relax and inhale deeply through your nose and exhale slowly through your mouth. And we'll see who comes forward for you today. Okay, Nathaniel, so as I'm connecting more with your energy, what I'm feeling is it's a bit of pressure around my head, not so much pain, but just a bit of pressure. And what that tells me is that it feels like it's hard for you to focus sometimes your energy on what you're trying to do or trying to accomplish. It feels like you have a lot of goals in your subconscious mind and you kind of have a lot of ideas and a lot of thoughts, but it can be difficult, I feel, to, you know, it feels like you want to multitask, but it's not always possible. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And what I also feel with you, Nathaniel, is that I'm actually feeling a bit of tightness in my chest, which tells me usually that there's a bit of anxiety there. Whether or not you recognize it as anxiety, it's a tension. And sometimes this can manifest itself physically when we're maybe overloaded with stress or not, you know, trying to find healthy ways to reduce our stress. It feels like there's a bit of stress that's built up in that area. Does that make sense to you as well?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay, good. And so let's see who do I have coming for. Okay, so instantly I feel your healer guide. And our healer guides are wonderful spirit guides that help us to achieve the healthiest possible state while we're here. They give us ideas about, you know, what we can do to make better choices for exercise and food and, you know, stay hydrated. But they also work with our bodily chemicals physically and as well as our energetic, our energy around our bodies. So again, they can only do what they can do. You know, if someone is making choices where maybe they're kind of putting themselves in the position to kind of go through a lot of chronic illness or something like that, they can't change that. But what they can do is provide us with the knowledge we need to try to work through it. Okay. And when I'm feeling your healer guide, okay, and she's showing herself as female. And I'm feeling that she's, oh, okay, yeah. And see, and again, when I'm saying okay, that means I'm talking to spirit. I'm actually, they're telling me stuff, and I'm just catching up so I can give the message. When I'm seeing her come closer, she's got a very, at first I thought she was Irish, but she's showing herself more, you know, the second one I've seen like this, she's got this beautiful long blonde hair, and she's wearing like a floral headpiece, almost kind of like what I would say like a hippie would have worn, or someone who back in that era. But she's older than that, obviously, but again, they don't have an age. But she's showing herself in this long floral bohemian type dress, and I feel with her that she's got a very peaceful vibration and a very healer like vibration. It feels like during many lives she would have been a medicine woman or a shaman of some type. I feel like she works very closely with animals, and I do see two animals behind her. One is a wolf and one is a bear, and sometimes when they come forward with the animals, that can indicate spirit animals that work as guides for you as well. but also, well, in my tradition, the wolf represents humility and the bear represents courage. And so I feel like these are very strong animals for you. And when I'm seeing her, your healer guide, I feel like her name is, okay, I'm hearing Anna. I'm not getting the last name. Sometimes they give me their last name if they represent themselves as doctors or something, but she's just saying her name is Anna. Okay. Anna's coming forward today, I'll give you the image. She's working very symbolically with me, so I'm seeing a lot of images with her. And what I'm seeing her doing is it's almost like she's holding hands with other people and possibly you as well and dancing around a fire. And I feel like getting out in nature and experiencing this kind of freedom would really resonate with reducing the tension in your body. Does that make sense to you?
Now, what kind of freedom? Just kind of the freedom of dancing around the fire?
Freedom within, the freedom of inner peace. The freedom of letting go enough to not be so focused on everything that needs to get done. I'm sorry?
I shouldn't be that uptight in the chest type deal and kind of the lower back, kind of waiting for someone to call my name, you know what I mean?
Right, exactly. And yeah, it's about getting out there and not, waiting for things to happen, but kind of making things happen, making choices for yourself that will help you to reduce that stress, especially if you're feeling pains in the lower back and all that. That it usually just means that more and more stress is piling on. And again, whatever the guides bring through about your health, it cannot be replaced with the advice of a professional medical professional here. But what they give is to try to help you to live a happier, healthier life. And I feel with her that she was like she is trying to get you up and out, and trying to encourage you to smell flowers. And I feel like her vibration is very kind of opposite yours in a lot of sense, where she is very extremely carefree. I'm sorry.
Extroverted, or maybe introverted.
Yes, exactly. Like very carefree. She'd get out there, she'd dance and sing in front of people, and it's not a big deal to her. She's showing herself as being very carefree. And I feel with you that this is very helpful to you to have this kind of spirit with you, because she's trying to encourage you out more to get out of that comfort zone. Because it feels like once your comfort zone is, what she's telling me is that it started off pretty big, but it's been getting smaller every year, and kind of you're not stepping out of it too much anymore. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so what she's saying is, well, it doesn't have to be big steps. We don't have to jump over it. We just need to take a little step out here for once, and then, go back in, and then take another, a tiny further step the next day. It's just about challenging yourself to do things that you have kind of felt you couldn't do, or things that you feel like you're not meant to do, things that you're, drawn to do, but you always find a reason to say, no, it's probably not for me. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what I feel with Anna is that she's really encouraging you to, especially for the summer, because I'm seeing, I don't know if you've ever been camping or if you like camping or anything like that, but I feel like being by a lake, maybe trying fishing, something very peaceful, something that's going to get you out a bit more and, maybe start connecting with some people that maybe feel very similarly as you, but also are trying to get more and more out of their own comfort zones. It doesn't mean to change everything and to try to uproot your life or, try to be someone who you're not. It just means be who you are, but in a more progressive way, so that you're starting to, you don't have to be extroverted, but just, be who you are, but start to do things that you feel drawn to do again, as opposed to finding reasons not to do them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. And so what I also feel with her too is that she's bringing my attention to your throat chakra. And when I feel a throat chakra like that, it tells me that around others, especially if you're in a room that you're not very familiar with other people or not familiar with that room, if you're not, comfortable there as much, it's hard for you to express yourself. And I feel like you kind of hold back, or, you think of things you want to say to contribute to the conversation, but it feels like, again, you talk yourself out of it and you kind of live in your head that way. Does that make sense?
Yes, I know. Someone said that I might be mildly autistic. But I think that might be something like that, but I don't know if that's true.
Well, she's not going to tell me that, because that's more of a earth label that we, But what she's telling me is that it's again, not about saying you have to be a certain way or you have to try to be like other people. Not at all. I mean, she says you're absolutely wonderful and she loves you for who you are. But she says for you to start feeling more inner peace. What I'm feeling is that that's kind of what we're going for right now with you, is to try to feel less tense on the inside. Is to
would it
start
be confidence
to
too? Any confidence or maybe a little of that?
Well,
or inner
well, getting
peace
confidence. Yeah, it's all part. Like, it's all wrapped up together, you know. But
yes.
it's not a matter of trying to just be more confident or to pretend like you're more confident. It's a matter of caring less about how others might perceive you and just starting to give yourself room to enjoy what you're doing in this life. Does that make more sense?
Yeah.
Okay, Nathaniel. I really hope that you've enjoyed Anna's message today. She's very encouraging of you, and I really hope that you start to just little by little get a bit more out of your comfort zone, but only in ways that resonate with you. Don't try to be someone you're not. She loves who you are. It's just a matter of focusing on what your intuition is telling you, what your gut instincts are telling you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, which almost would be kind of clairvoyant messages, because that gut is a kind of clairvoyant, isn't it?
Yes. So, okay. Thank you so much for calling the show, and many blessings to you.
Thank Bye-bye. You so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Okay. So we have only a few minutes left, and for the last two episodes, as I'm just getting used to this format, I'm not used to being live like this, but I'm really enjoying it. I really do love it, and next week, we are definitely going to be going for a full hour, so do make sure you get your calls in, and we'll be connecting as many of you with Spirit as possible. But for today, what I would like to do is end the show with a very short meditation, just to kind of get you through your day, to try to help boost your energy so that everyone gets something today. Okay? So what I would like you to do is to close your eyes and get comfortable. This is just a short mindful meditation to help restore and balance your energy and to provide the healing that you need at this time. Begin inhaling deeply through your nose and exhaling slowly through your mouth. Feel with every inhalation the calmness that washes over you, and with every exhalation, the tension melting away. As you inhale, mindfully accept peace, love, and healing. And as you exhale, mindfully release pain, worry, and stress. You are a beautiful, wonderful spirit who is fully capable of achieving everything you came here to experience. You have everything you need in this moment to be joyful. And so allow this to become an easy choice for you. As you inhale, mentally say to yourself, I choose happiness. I choose healing. As you exhale, mentally say to yourself, I release fear. I release doubt. You are in a place of peace, trust, and healing. Allow your spirit guides to provide these beautiful healing energies from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And feel as you are surrounded by their unconditional love. There is nothing that you cannot overcome, and there is nothing you cannot heal from. Be in this moment for as long as you like, and when you are ready, open your eyes and come back to your full awareness. I would like to thank you so much for joining us today. I'm really looking forward to next week, and may your paths be blessed with the light of spirit always.